Pint of Science is actually a festival which shares science in an easily accessible way. It was founded in 2012 by two neuroscientists who wanted to share their research with their friends and families. So they did that by actually just inviting them to the pub and discussing it in an informal way. Pint of Science now has over 400 locations worldwide, with 40 locations in the UK, one of which is Middlesbrough, and Rhys and I run the Middlesbrough branch of Pint of Science.
I think this is a fantastic idea, I really do. Why are you so passionate about it, Helen, you know, and helping make science more accessible?
I think it's really important that people get to access science. People perceive science as people in lab coats, in dark, dingy labs, or a formal lecture in a lecture theatre. And really, it's not necessarily like that. It's really nice for people to hear about science and get an understanding about science in a more informal and exciting manner.
And tell us about your lecture and other lectures people will be able to watch then.
Okay, so on the 19th of May, myself and Dr. Ben Lamb will be talking about the perception of police drama through the ages. So he's going to be doing that with a bit of wit and humour, whereas I'm going to be talking about some forensic research I carried out where we buried some pig's legs in County Durham to look at if fibres persisted on them over time. So it's really to look at how we interpret forensic science and what use it is in a criminal investigation. It's kind of the geekiness of the research.
I think it is brilliant, absolutely. And Rhys, if we can come to you, how will the festival work this year then due to COVID?
And so normally we all get together into a pub, and but of course we can't really do that so well this year. So fortunately, we've set up a really nice professional system. So people will sign up on the website and then they'll get sent a YouTube link. And then behind the scenes, we're going to be having a live talk with all of the doctors and professors and lecturers, and talk to us about their research, and then we'll have some really nice nifty production going on. So it's a lot more engaging and exciting rather than us just rabbiting on a camera. It should be really nice and exciting.
And you must be excited just the fact that it can actually take place this year as well.
Yeah. So I've been working with Pint of Science for about 4 years now. I think this will be my fifth year, actually. I was a bit upset at the start, thinking, oh, I'm going to miss a year. But it's so nice that we've managed to find a way around it and keep it going each year. So Middlesbrough was the first place in the northeast of England to actually start doing Pint of Science. So it's nice to be able to carry that torch forward into the future.
Oh, brilliant. And what exactly can people expect then when they take part, Rhys?
The researchers will be presenting the research to them, so they'll be sat comfortably at home and they can put them on the big screen or on the phones or laptops or computers, however they want to drop in. And then we'll have about 20-minute talks throughout the hour, and then we'll have a nice host to tie everything together so it's a bit more fun and relaxing. They can also type in any questions they have. We can ask them live time as well, whatever questions people have during the talks.
Brilliant
and then
stuff.
Them at the end.
Excellent. I think it's going to be a roaring success, and it's going to be huge. And Helen, if I can finally come to you, when is it all happening and how can people access the lectures?
So the first talk for Middlesbrough is on the 18th of May, and that's between 6 to 7 p.m. And that's about digital diagnostics for a better body. And the second talk, which is on the 19th of May, is the You're Nipped, Catching the Criminals one. And that's also between 6 and 7 p.m. You can find details on the Teesside University News section of our website. And you can also look on the Pint of Science website and see the talks that are taking on across the country as well as in Middlesbrough.
And Pint of Science this year is free for anyone to access as well, which is absolutely fantastic.